Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Box Office Breakdown. Information and commentary on weekly movie box office.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Box Office Breakdown. I can see Steven making faces at me in the booth, and it's making me laugh. Yeah, anyway, yeah. Welcome back, you guys. Once again, we do not have Mr. JTE with us, but me and Tom are going to hold down the fort.
Yeah, he's on
second week in a row.
He's, on
he's always on assignment. I'm starting to be suspicious.
Well, you know, Popcorn Talk, and they have to put him on stuff, and you know, he's a great interviewer and a great editor, and he's on the new, I think he's in New York at the new Gerard Depardieu movie premiere.
He's in New York now.
Yeah, it's called Welcome to New York.
So the chances of him getting back are zero because they're all still snowed in, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, before we're going to get into this week's numbers, we're going to get into the international numbers. Of course, we'll have our international game for you, a top five list, all the normals,
yep.
And we will have you call in at the end with predictions. How was your weekend other than did you see any of these movies?
No, I was glued to the TV this whole time, this whole weekend for the tournament, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You losing money?
Yeah, of course. But I am doing pretty well in the Schmoville tournament. I'm like fourth or something.
Who's
like that.
Who's winning?
Some guy. I don't know his name, like Zachariah something. He's winning. Or Zach Gracious, something like that.
I don't have a bracket.
I'm not too far behind him, though. I'll win something.
I'll stick to the movies.
Yeah. What about you?
I tried bouldering.
Really?
A bit of that. Yeah, my nails are too long for it, though. It hurts. But I did pretty well. Pretty well.
Why don't you put on those like gloves they have?
That's cheating.
Oh.
You're supposed to use like chalk.
So you're telling me that girls with like nice nails can't go bouldering?
You can, but like when you grip, like instead of my fingertips hitting the walls, it would be like my nails, mm-hmm. And like you could hear it.
Ugh.
And so it just sounds
like chalkboard stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, that's scary. I wouldn't be able to do that.
It's really not pleasant. But it was a very fun weekend. I didn't see... I saw Cinderella last week. Mm. I really liked it. We talked about how Cinderella definitely has the whole family appeal, but we did a whole panel of it for Popcorn Talk, and all five of us really, really liked this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And we can be a little bit negative, or at least over the past couple weeks, we talked about Focus, we had talked about Chappie, and a lot of our comments had not been so pleasant. Cinderella was the one that really like brought us together, and we all had so many good things to say about it.
When you and Roxy?
No, me, Roxy, John, Dimitri, Marissa.
Oh, wow.
So all over the board. People are loving it, and that's why it's continuing to make money.
It dropped 50%, though.
It did. Well, and brought it into second place. But let's start from the bottom of the list, because our bottom three movies made very similar numbers. Number five, sticking around, The Kingsman, now in its sixth week, made $4.6 million. Of everything, of all the top 10, Kingsman had the smallest drop.
Yeah.
It only dropped 26%, so it's still been sticking around.
I think it made like five-something last week.
Yeah, but it's been around for, what, it's 6 weeks?
Don't be surprised.
And this was not
again.
A movie that had a ton of publicity.
Nope.
It's just survived on word of mouth. People really like it.
It's fanboys.
And then
the only fanboy thing to watch.
But the Cinderella has, like, fangirls and Insurgent.
Yeah.
Definitely has a whole fan crowd.
Fanboys.
All right. The Gunman came in, opened up this week with a total flop of $5 million, but it still made the top five.
That's Sean Penn.
Just horrible numbers. And on top of that, it's not really getting the best reviews. Unlike Run All Night, which came in at number three, $5.1 million. It's sticking around. It at least has better word of mouth. It's just suffering, I think, from people being tired of Liam Neeson. And this script, I feel bad for it. I think they had a really good movie. I think they had a good script. It's just they didn't time it right. There needed to be more space.
Yeah, they should open November or something.
And then we get into Cinderella.
Yeah.
Coming around with a $34.4 million, dropping to the second spot. It did have a 50% drop, which is very Pretty big.
It's a lot.
Pretty bad.
That's a lot.
Yep. And then Insurgent, number one, opening up almost exactly on par with its predecessor, Divergent, $54 million. Which I think, I mean, we predicted around, I predicted around 52, 56.
Mm-hmm. I said 60.
I really thought it was, my heart was telling me it was going to be lower, so I guess it's doing well. It's almost all on board, Insurgents on par with Divergent. If you look at reviews, if you're going on Rotten Tomatoes, you had, I think Divergent was about 35 mm-hmm. on critics
yeah.
and about 70 on audience, and Insurgent is right on par. They're just mirroring each other.
I agree. I mean, I don't know. This is not a great outcome for this. It's okay. I think they wanted a little more than this.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They thought they were going to have a, you know, people seen the first one, loved it. They're like, oh, let's go check this one out.
But I don't feel like people, the reviews for the first one, people were excited to see in theaters, but I haven't really heard this be the franchise that people want to follow. It doesn't have, I don't feel like it has the favoritism that other series like Twilight, you had people who were Twihards.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They were.
There's nobody waiting online to go see
Hunger Games.
Overnight.
Hunger Games, would people, it was their favorite. You're talking about the same with Harry Potter. Like, there's such a passion behind it. Insurgent has kind of just fit in the mold where it's targeting the same audience, but I don't think anyone picks it as its their favorite one of the teen action genre.
No, of course not. It's just, it's a product of the YA. You know, the crazy part about it was the original one, the budget was only $40 million.
Mm-hmm.
And then once the Lionsgate, because I think they did a home theater and a bunch of other stuff on this film, and Summit, where they're together anyway, they upped it to 80. So they doubled the budget because they're like, look, if we could do the Hunger Games and stuff like this, just put some more budget into it, more action, you know. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, I'm not a big fan of this, you know, Shane Woodley chick.
Shailene Woodley.
Yeah, she's okay. She doesn't have the appeal of Jennifer Lawrence. That's why this movie ain't making a lot of money.
See, this is the difference, though. I do like Shailene Woodley. I think that she has had some fantastic movies. I think that the marketing of her career has been kind of strange.
Mm-hmm.
She did the TV show on ABC Family that yeah. was like American Teenager or yeah. something, where she played
The Sweet Life of an American Teenager.
Thank you. And so she started out there, but that show had very mixed reviews, and then she like went straight from a television show that wasn't necessarily known for like the best mm-hmm. acting into a movie with like George Clooney that was like really praised by the
yeah.
critics. And then so then people thought she was on that route of just being this very serious actress, pulling in a lot, Fault in Our Stars, mm-hmm. things like that. But then she also throws Insurgent.
That's a big money.
I feel like she's tried to spread her audience really far, but it hasn't really grasped at what she's capable. So she hasn't really, as much as she has shown in pockets that she's a talented actress, no one really knows what to make of her.
Mm-mm.
Versus like when you get a Jennifer Lawrence who started in something, Winter's Bone, with critical acclaim, and then she kind of spread as a good actress to Hunger Games while in the meanwhile working with really talented people and other A-list actors, she very much became American Sweetheart, who people trust.
Yeah.
Like, you give Jennifer Lawrence a film, and we'll talk about Serena, but most people are going to trust what she's going to do with it. You're trusting her appeal. You're trusting her acting ability. You kind of know that you're going to like her in it. But Shailene Woodley, you really don't.
No.
You don't know what she's going to pull out, because the idea is there that she's talented. You just mm-hmm. don't know if it's the material is going to cater to that. And in some of the lesser material, she hasn't been as bright of a star, in my opinion.
Right. She was the only actress considered for this role. Like, nobody was even, nobody auditioned, nothing. They were mm-hmm. like, you want this role? And she's like, yeah. I think she said no at first, and her people were like, no, take it. Like, this will give you your money.
And then she's the one who brought Miles Teller into it. She had a friendship with him. Mm-hmm. He is playing one of the more, I think in the first one, he was more of like a villain type character. I'm not sure what he's playing in Insurgent, but she brought him on.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely a huge rising star, especially after Whiplash.
She's pulling the strings over there. She said, look, I want Miles Teller, I want this, I want that, and then I'll star in your movie. And that's exactly what happened.
they have a good cast. I mean, we'll get into Kate Winslet. I know that the male lead and insurgent girls are like falling over.
Oh, yeah.
So they have all the materials. I think that they just chose, in my opinion, I did read this book, and for Divergent, they just didn't make it as dark as they needed to. They just tried to make it a general teen movie instead of really going from the gruesome nature of that book.
They got one more book.
Yeah, and they're making the money, so I guess they're happy.
They are, but they're not going to turn this one book into two books like they do with these other YAs. I think they're going to shoot one movie, get this out of here.
I think on top of that, where some of the... I almost feel like the actors in this, although they're friends, kind of want to get out.
You could see it.
Yeah.
And I think other people see it.
So no, making them stick around for two more movies might not go as well. No. Although they did it with the Twilight people, and
yeah, but
those
that
actors
worked.
Didn't like that franchise either.
Yeah, but they were paying them a hell of a lot more money because those things do $200-300 million. But like I said, they'll do one more of these movies, and then in 5 years you'll see the trifecta DVD set and like the bargain basement thing of Best Buy.
Box sets.
Correct.
The movies where it's like the four different DVD on one cover.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know how all the movies actually fit in this case, but I'm going to buy it because that was
$10. Twilight, the whole Twilight thing and Insurgent and sell it for like $500 just as a throw in.
It would be less. Well, we did talk about the smallest
trim. Well, it comes with Rob Pattinson.
Rob Pattinson's just the Rob Pattinson collection.
Yeah, it comes with Rob Pattinson's phone number.
Oh, perfect. That will sell. We talked about the smallest jump being Kingsman at 26. The biggest jumps went to Run All Night, down 53,
yes,
and Chappie, who also went down 53.
Well, he's done.
Chappie?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Chappie and Focus together were right next to each other on the list, making number 8 Focus, number 9 Chappie. Both of them are making, we've got $3.3 million and $2.6 million. These movies both had about $50 million budgets, and you're talking about domestic. Chappie only made 28. Domestic Focus only made 49. They bombed here.
Well,
but their foreign's not doing too horrible.
No. I mean, look, Kingsman is going to stick around. We had Sophia Boutella on Thursday's show, the main show. She was fantastic. And you could see why she got cast. Her personality is great. Unfinished Business, another one. Not even going to make $10 million at the box office as a whole, which is terrible.
The year flops.
Yeah, it
100%.
Is. 100%. I would say Unfinished Business. Well, you know, Gunman. Look at Gunman. Here's my theory about why Gunman tanked. Sean Penn is a badass.
Sean Penn is old.
Yeah, but he's a badass off camera. And you know, it's like Liam Neeson. Here's the deal. Let me break it down. Mm-hmm. Liam Neeson is a teddy bear off screen, but a badass on film. Sean Penn is a badass in real life and is supposed to be a teddy bear on film. You can't be both of these things. That's
okay.
Why. You know, it's like he's better when he's milk, like Mystic River, when he's crying.
What about Jack Nicholson? I feel like Jack Nicholson in real life is exactly who Jack Nicholson is on film.
Exactly. Well, but his winning roles weren't always a badass. You know what I mean? It's like not like killing everybody. Jack is just good as an actor. He doesn't need to do anything. Jack could be in a phone booth and just destroy. Stallone, on the other hand, I think, has that like limited ability. Where you can be a badass off screen and on screen.
Okay.
So he's the only one who maybe carries
that little
chip.
But Sean Penn does not fit in this category.
No, because he's such an overwhelming badass on the streets. Like he fights people like every day.
All right, I'll take it. Well, if you look at talking about Liam Neeson a little bit and talking more of a look, we're now in spring. Welcome to spring, everyone.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about our yearly domestic total so far, because I think it might give us a little bit of hints to predictions. Number one is, of course, still 50 Shades of Grey, which is going to be passed shortly. Our number one movie of the year so far only has 163 million domestic. Mm-hmm. You're going down to the second number. The second one is SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Right now.
Well, it's perfect
SpongeBob
timing.
Is our second highest domestic grossing movie at the moment.
I don't think
with 158. So you've got our number one movie is what some people describe as mommy porn. Our second movie is either a kids movie or for like people who might be slightly under the influence of certain substances.
Cannabis.
Our third movie would be Cinderella, 122. The fourth place is probably one of my favorite movies on the list, Kingsman,
Yes.
Breaking through 114. And rounding up our top five for this year so far is Taken 3. Liam Neeson.
I guarantee you, none of these movies by the end of the year will be in the top 20.
I would hope not, because so far this list is sad.
It's going to be smashed. Every one of these is gone. You got Star Wars is going to be number one, obviously, or maybe Age of Ultron.
They will be gone, but it just shows you what's been making money this year so far.
Zombievers.
Is that going to make the list?
Well, it made so much money last week that the producers of it didn't even want to like say what they made, because they didn't want to embarrass everybody else at the box office.
Did you see it?
Yeah, of course I've seen it.
Did you see it with Phil?
No, I didn't.
Phil has tried to get everyone in the studio to watch Zombievers. So if he comes in contact, you run away.
I had a link to it, so I watched it at home.
Was it good?
It was fantastic.
Yeah, no, I don't believe you at all. That movie looks horrible.
The girls were really cute. There's a lot of nudity. There's a lot of beavers and real beavers, like animal beavers. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's a great movie. Everybody should check it out.
Yeah, I'm just going to not say anything about that, because that movie just looks horrible. All right, so that has been our top five for this past week. I'm going to talk a little about that. Let's get into international numbers. A little bit more about Divergent, the insurgent part. Opened in 76 markets, led the international box office with an estimated $47 million. No surprise at all there. I am surprised it opened out the exact same time, though. Last year, Divergent finished its run with $137.8 million overseas.
Yeah.
And even with the current currency devaluation, which is significantly suppressing the U.S. dollar figures, Insurgent should still pretty easily eclipse that figure.
Yes, I think so. Unfortunately, but it will.
I haven't seen this movie yet, so it's really hard for me to... I don't want to, like, say it shouldn't make it. It does have really good talent. The first one wasn't bad. It's just I think they could have done more with the material they had.
I'm not going to watch a movie with Kate Winslet unless she's the star of the movie.
That foreshadowing our top five list.
Yeah.
Cinderella added $41.1 million, which brings its early international total to $131.1 million. Mm-hmm. Decent $2.5 million in South Korea, and that's between where Oz and Maleficent were.
It'll probably do $500 million total worldwide.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's almost there. It's about $250, $275. Yeah.
It's a classic story. It has lots of roots all over the world.
It'll do $475, $500 million worldwide. That's perfect for a movie that's been out 40,000 times already.
All right. Now let's get to a movie that we haven't gotten the pleasure to talk about really on our domestic numbers yet, because it has not opened here.
Not until this weekend.
But it did open outside. DreamWorks Animation Home. Also, I think last week we might have said this is a Pixar movie. This one's not. Inside Out is the emotional one. Home is DreamWorks, but still Disney, earned an estimated $19.2 million from 9 markets. So that's a very impressive opening of $9.3 million in the UK, and that's the biggest there besides, like, Shrek franchise.
No one's going to beat Shrek.
When you look at DreamWorks, I feel like they have a few key franchises. You've got Shrek, which they made who knows how many movies out of.
Like 13.
Kung Fu Panda, that one did pretty well both critically and with audiences. Different age ranges really like that movie. And then How to Train Your Dragon has kind of been their recent golden endeavor, especially with last year it was nominated for Academy Awards.
We'll find out when I give my numbers later. That's how we'll figure it out.
DreamWorks, although they do have those key franchises, doesn't have exactly... The best of the Disney records.
True.
It of all of their kind of companies has some ones that you kind of forget about.
Mm-hmm.
Like I never saw Mr. Peabody.
They have a lot of hit and misses, as in whether, you know, Pixar's just always they smash every single time they put something out.
So we will have to figure out how Home is doing. Also, let's talk about Taken 3 one more time. It opened to $18 million in China this weekend, pushing its international total to $222.5 $4 million. That's previous installment, crazy. It is, franchise earned $236 million total. So Taken 3 should surpass this.
I'll say this right now. You'll see a Taken 4. I just don't know when or will whether or not Liam Neeson will be in it, but you will see one.
And it's going to give me the same feeling as this weekend when I went to a movie and I saw the next Paul Blart trailer. They're making another Paul Blart mall cop movie, except for it's in Vegas.
One of my good friend's girlfriend's in it, so.
So I, you I can't say anything,
say
anything bad?
I can't say anything bad about it.
I was literally like, oh, they just keep making them. Like, I understood why they made another Night at the Museum.
Of course.
Because of, like, Robin Williams and all
Paul
this stuff.
Paul Blart was a huge hit. I mean, a huge hit.
Oh, my gosh. I just.
No.
There's
some
things you need to let just stop.
There's, I've been watching the NCAA tournament, and every single commercial is horrible, except the girl with the girl with the target. She's really hot. But I watched, just to segue the topic for like 1 second, the Pixels trailer.
Oh,
what a piece of shit!
If you haven't seen the Pixels trailer, from what I understand of this movie, it's aliens have encountered a time capsule. About
yes.
video games.
Yes.
And have now decided that the video games are going to be the means of them destroying the planet?
Yes. Like Donkey Kong and Pac-Man. The people that... All right, let's not talk about it anymore.
It really doesn't look very good.
Because I'm going to save my...
But let's
I'm
talk
save
about
everything.
How...
I'm going to save... When it comes out, I'm going to talk about it.
Well, Adam Sandler has... We've kind of lost hope. He made The Cobbler recently, and I'm pretty sure for the first... 2 weeks, it was under 10% in Rotten Tomatoes. I know for a little while it was zero. So, you might need to do some rethinking.
Wow.
Well, let's talk about our top... Oh, international game.
Yeah. Does Alexandra McLeod have the... does she have the title? I don't know. She's brand new.
Let's test her.
It's called International
Title
Game.
We have this wonderful intro song.
Intro.
That JTE, our missing counterpart, made.
Break out the Rosetta Stone, because it's time for... The international title game.
Al esfuerzo y al heroísmo de una revolución, no lo queremos.
I do miss JTE's choreography. He has so much enthusiasm.
Well, he's the best.
Over this intro.
He made it, that's why. I mean, what else are you going to do?
All right, what are we dealing with this week?
This is going to be an interesting one. They're not all from China, but close. And they're going to, you know, in honor of, Zombievers. We're going with a couple of movies here that have maybe Beaver in the title. All right.
You need to learn to be inspired by things that are like movies we're supposed to talk about.
Yeah, like Zombievers. That's the movies that people need to see.
No.
They don't need to see Cinderella 40,000 times, told 40,000 times with 40,000 different actors. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Coyote Ugly.
I like this movie.
In Brazil. Female Wolf Club.
I believe that.
Okay. Zombiever is the movie that this is inspired by in China. Beaver Good. Old Corpse Card.
Old
Beaver Good, comma, Old Corpse Card.
Corpse Card. Is corpse card one word?
No, just
what
one.
What does that mean?
Like a corpse and a card. If you've seen the movie, you'll know.
Okay.
That's what it relates to it. The Beaver, the Mel Gibson classic, where he wore the beaver on his hand.
Okay.
He's got a beaver.
On his hand?
Just, he's got a beaver, that's it. And it's from China. Teen Wolf, the 1985 classic, also from China. 18-year-old beaver.
No.
I mean, I don't know. So here we go again. Coyote Ugly in Brazil, female wolf club. Zombievers, Beaver Good, old corpse card. The Beaver, the Mel Gibson classic. He's got a beaver. Teen Wolf, 18-year-old beaver. Alexandra McLeod.
Oh, gosh.
No, don't call me first.
Okay.
You're like, run away.
Remember, you have to pick the fake one.
I know.
I just learned to go against all of my instincts. So, for instance, the only one I believe is he has a beaver on his hand, or he has a beaver, mm-hmm. whatever. That's the only one I believe, so I'm going to say that one is false.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go with the last one.
The Teen Wolf?
The Teen Wolf one.
Has nothing to do with beavers?
Yeah.
Yeah, he played for the Beavers. His high school name, his high school team was, was the Beavers.
What?
Oh, I don't remember that.
I don't remember that at all. Okay. All
okay, right. So what is the answer?
Sarah, you're right.
Shut up, that's awesome.
Exactly. I just have to totally disagree with myself.
It's not called the Beaver, he's got a beaver. It's called something else. He's got like an animal on his hand or something.
What?
Yeah.
Voila! I've discovered the trick of this game.
So, but Team will hate
and JT is not here, so I feel like that helps.
I think you have discovered a trick to the game in a certain sort of way.
Okay. Thank you. I'll take my bow now.
Thanks to Zombievers.
I lost the top five predictions last week. You won and tied with Mr. Chris Osterman.
Yes.
Who we are now going to send a lovely present. So, Chris, contact one
Prisoner's
of us through
DVD
Twitter.
DVD for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, DM me with your address, dude. I'll send it out. And also, we're also throwing in a Spring 2015 J. Peterman catalog signed by me and Sarah, and maybe JT if he gets back early enough. This is it's got fantastic things in here.
I don't even know what that is.
This is the J. Peterman catalog. It's with the you ever see Seinfeld? She works for J. Peterman. And this is the catalog. There's a lot of good reading material in here and a lot of cool stuff to look at. So we're going to sign it. I might sign a couple of different pages and maybe even throw
you should throw some advice in there.
Well, that's what I'll do.
All right.
So two things.
Thank you, Chris. You won last week along with Tom over here.
I won 5 for 5.
You did.
You got to look at it this way. The two movies that blew everybody out, obviously, Cinderella and Surgeon, and everybody knows that was going to happen. But the next three were really hard to predict, and they were separated by like a total of like $1.2 million.
You're talking about on a weekend where the whole box office made like $100 million?
Yeah.
The bottom three made like 14 of that.
Yes.
So correct. It could have really gone anyway, but you won.
But I went my
Congratulations.
Way. And Chris Osterman's.
Yes.
Well, we both got a love for derrière, so maybe that's why. It's true.
I think I'm just going to blame it on JT because he convinced me to go his way, and then we lost.
JT's
fault.
He's a very convincing individual.
All right, now let's go to our top five list of this week. This one is featuring Miss Kate Winslet.
Love
one
her.
Of my favorite actresses. She is does play a role in Insurgent and in the Divergent series, so we thought we would do this list in honor of her. Mm-hmm. That being said, the films I'm about to tell you are her top five grossing. Yes. I would not say they're her top five best
not anywhere
movies
near it.
At all, which makes this list very interesting. Number five is going to Contagion.
Mm-hmm.
WB, $79 million.
She wasn't horrible in this. I mean, she's never horrible. It's just like, I like her when she owns the movie.
Supposedly Labor Day is not her best moment. Came out last year.
Yeah, but Labor Day is with a ton of people in it. You know, she was even good in The Holiday with Jack Black and Cameron Diaz. She's always good. Little Children's, in my opinion, is her favorite, my favorite movie with her. And she spends the movie like 45% naked, which I think if she has a fantastic body.
Is why it's his favorite.
Yeah. Little thing about Contagion. What is it called?
Contagion.
Yeah, Contagion. Soderbergh, who directed it,
mm-hmm.
when he first moved to Los Angeles, lived in a garage over the top of the Gyllenhaal house. And
that actually does not surprise me. Hollywood seems like a very small world.
And Maggie and Jake referred to him as their Fonzie. Because Fonzie lived over the garage in Happy Days. And they're like, hey, look, Fonzie. You know, and he like took to it. And Jake to this day still calls him Fonzie.
Okay, so now if you ever meet him, call him Fonzie, and then he will be creeped out by you. All right, Sense and Sensibility came in at number four on Miss Kate's list with $81.1 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's from 1995.
Ang Lee.
Is that all you have to say?
Ang Lee directed. Well, he's the only, still to this day, he's the only non-white to win Best Director.
Really?
Unless it was Steve McQueen did it. No. I think he won Best Picture, didn't he? I'm almost positive.
I don't know if you're right about that fact.
Well, European. Well, Alejandro, but he's European.
I still don't know if you're right about that.
Okay.
All right, number three, actually making her list, which is to me hilarious, is the animated feature Flushed Away, which I had never heard of, most likely because it's about a mouse and sewers.
Yeah, well, it's Ratatouille. It came out like a Ratatouille time.
I don't understand. I feel like this is similar to, I remember when Quiznos came out with their whole ad about, like, and it was like a bunch of rats sitting on a trash can.
Really?
Yeah, and they, like, used to sing. Jesus. And I was like, I don't understand how this
was
makes anyone
Flushed
want...
Away?
I don't know. It was before that. I don't understand how this makes anyone want to have a sandwich.
Terrible.
Flushed Away, just off the description, really never need to see this movie. But I guess a lot of people did because it made the top three.
It was one of Andy Serkis' first movies.
There you go.
He beat out Robert De Niro and Robert De Niro and William Shatner for the role of Spike in it.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I feel like people just run away from movies like this. Anyway, number two went to Divergent, $153 million. Mm. Absolutely no surprise. And I would say let's make a bet about what's number one, but it's quite obvious. Titanic.
Yeah.
The movie that really made Kate a star, in my opinion.
She was fantastic in it.
$1.1, not million, but $1 billion.
You know, after she got the role, she never met Leo in person, right? And then she figured, she's like, I got to do something because I'm going to be showing him. And one of the first scenes they were shooting, the scene where she got naked or whatever. So she's like, I'm just going to cut the class right away and break the ice. She walked in the room and he went to like hug her and she just flashed him right away.
I've heard very similar renditions to that story about
just totally
their first meeting, really. Just getting everything out there.
I mean, I wish more girls would do stuff like that when they met me. You know?
Just everyone just walk into rooms.
Yeah. Did Steve McQueen win Best Director?
No. He won Best Picture.
Okay,
Ang Lee
see?
Won Best Director.
See? He was the only... Ang Lee is still the only non-white, except for Alejandro this year, to ever win Best Director. Ever.
Okay. Well, I think also some noticeable things that are missing from this list. You just talk about... Finding Neverland, The Reader, Revolutionary Road, Eternal Sunshine, Spotless Mind.
Yeah.
A lot of them had A-list actors in them as well. Versus you look at her list now, and none of them are really that memorable.
She signed
for
on
her.
For Divergent
besides
because she was already pregnant. And she was like, I'm going to have a couple of babies, and I don't really care about how I look in this movie because I'm just going to wear a suit, and they're going to shoot me from the neck up anyway. So she's like, let me get a paycheck. That's what
I
happened.
I didn't know that.
It's true. She was 8 months pregnant when they shot the first Divergent.
I didn't know that about her.
Yeah.
Always take some skill. That also happened with Into the Woods this year. My butt was pregnant.
That's what
skilled
it is.
Skilled camera angles, everyone.
Well, skilled camera. I mean, that's how it works. They do that all the time. You know? It happens all the time. If the girl has to be like... I mean, she couldn't shoot little children while she's pregnant. I mean, she gets naked every 5 minutes.
But when
you watched Little Children? Have you seen it?
I've seen Little Children.
It's fantastic. Wild.
Very good movie. If you haven't seen that, you guys should all see that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Other movies to see would be our upcoming films, which include Get Hard, Home, Serena, and Welcome to New York.
Yeah.
You're already smiling. Which one do you want to talk about?
Okay. I think we have somebody on the phone to talk with us about this stuff.
Do we?
His name might be JTE.
Is JTE here?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
JTE, I miss you.
I know, I'm so sorry, guys. But, you know, I'm in New York. I'm covering this movie with Jermaine Depardieu, whatever his name is.
Gerard.
It's been a wreck, to be honest with you.
Gerard Depardieu.
You might need to learn to pronounce that.
Are you surprised I'm not going to get that name?
No, we figured you would probably get that. I would figure you script the last name, not the first one. Jermaine Depardieu. Is he black
that's
now?
That's true. I throw curveballs a lot.
The black,
you never know
he's a black
I'm
Frenchman. You missed our international movie game, man. It was all about zombievers and things that went
again.
Wrong. Yeah.
Wow, it's like when I'm not there, Sarah seems to win.
Yeah, no, I don't know what that's about. I think she's figured out the algorithm. I'm going to have to switch it up.
I think you normally guess before me, so you get to guess first, and then I have to choose something differently, so I lose.
Yeah, and plus JT.
Oh, is that your theory?
Yeah.
But I also blame you for why I lost last week's box office predictions.
Yeah, she thinks that you're coercing her into, different picks and stuff with your logic.
Okay, understandable.
Yes.
How's it going there, guys? I wish I could be back in the, you know, West Coast, East Coast is freezing over here.
Yeah, you guys are going to be all right. What's Dave Part Dude doing, dude? I heard he drinks 12 bottles of wine a day. Somebody told me he drinks 12 bottles of wine and 14 when he's stressed and 20 when chicks are around.
You know, the press junkets are usually in a hotel, like, you know, a nice, like, Hilton or something.
Right.
He had a request to be at the hometown buffet. I don't know why.
Oh, wow.
And we can't even get questions answered because he's too busy eating.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe is he's eating everything on the buffet except for the French toast, which I thought was kind of odd.
That's odd. Well, you know why? Probably because he has the best French toast in France, and he's like, I'm not eating, French food in America. That'd be ridiculous. He doesn't even French fries out here.
Well, it's kind of like Australians when they come here. They never go to Outback because they say that's nothing like Australia.
Yeah,
I'm guessing French toast is a French thing.
Yeah, I would assume that. I mean, he's a wine maker as well, and he drinks his own wine constantly.
Oh, he's been hammered the whole time he's here.
Yeah, his teeth are purple.
Oh, were you there too? How do you know this?
Well, because I've seen him on the pictures. There's a lot of... this movie that he's in actually looks really good. Welcome to New York. I mean, it has strong language, violence, like sexual contact. I mean, I'm into that.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, the French have a very weird sense of humor. Well, one of the questions the reporters asked him was what his favorite movie of all time was,
mm-hmm.
and his answer was Meatballs 2. Not the first one with Bill Murray.
The second one.
Meatballs 2.
That went, I think, straight to DVD.
Not even VHS back then.
Yeah, but you might be right. I mean, look, here's the thing about Depardieu. If you read his memoirs, I've read his memoirs. They're amazing. If you want to, like, feel bad about or good about yourself, read his memoirs. He was a grave robber at, like, age 9, okay? He also helped deliver his sister at 7 years old because his mom, like, tried to abort her or something. She tried to abort him, too, with, like, a pin cushion or something. And then there's another crazy thing about him. He was a rent boy. I don't know if you know what that is.
A rent boy?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
A rent boy at 10 years old. He passed himself off as 16, and he was, like, trolling the block and performing, homosexual activities with men at a very early age.
Okay. Well, I didn't hear enough about that. Have you guys actually, seen a trailer for this movie or anything like that?
I have not. I haven't even heard of this movie.
It's going to be fantastic. It almost depicts his real life.
I mean, we were supposed to see a screening of it last night before the interviews. Instead, he made us watch a 35mm print of a film he did with Whoopi Goldberg called Bogus. Which I've never seen before, and it was horrible.
I've heard about that,
though. Why we weren't watching the movie that's coming out.
I've heard about it. Mm.
I've heard about it. I remember it came out, but no one saw it.
You know who's seen it? Fidel Castro.
Are you serious?
Fidel Castro's favorite actor is Gerard Depardieu. And they actually, he goes down there, and they drink wine and smoke cigars and talk about, like, the French and stuff like that. I'm dead serious.
Well, this is all fascinating, but I think we need to actually talk about the movies that are going to make money.
Oh, yeah. We got to get your seats.
That are in the box office. As interesting and I'm sure factual that conversation was, let's get into some real movies. Especially, I want to start talking about Get Hard. Hello, Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell coming out with a movie. I think that society's going a little bit craved for comedy right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we've just seen bomb after bomb in the comedy section. Hot Tub Time Machine, horrible. Unfinished Business, horrible.
Yep.
Mordecai, funny
horrible.
About how
Worst
bad it was.
A nuclear bomb of horribleness.
So people really want, I think, at least personally, I want to see a good comedy. Right now, our top opening for a comedy, I think even probably top grossing comedy of the year so far, was Wedding Ringer, which is also Kevin Hart. That one opened to 20.6 million. But that right now is our leading comedy of the year. We are in March. People, we haven't gotten to laugh in a while. We had to deal with the Oscars. We've got depressed over those. There's been some nice, lighthearted family movies. But people want a 18 and over, 21 and over comedy.
Look,
at this
you,
point.
Let me tell you something about Get Hard. JT, do you have time or you have to give your top five and be out?
No, I got another minute or two. Go ahead.
Okay. you know, obviously people know I hate Kevin Hart. I can't, he's just, he yells at inanimate objects constantly throughout a movie. His jokes, 95% of his jokes fall flat. Will Ferrell, I like him in certain angles. I mean, he's great in Old School. Mm-hmm. He's a good supporting guy when he comes in for like 10, 15 minutes, does his shtick, and, you know, he leaves a lasting impression. I like Alison Brie, though. Because I feel she's like obtainable. If like drank with her at a bar, you could probably take her home. here's what I think, though. You know, for the most part, I think you're going to watch this movie. You know what's going to happen. He's not going to wind up going to jail. They're going to get off on some technicality. You're going to be really upset and have a horrible theater experience as a whole when you go see it.
It might be predictable.
It's going to make us money, though.
Oh, yeah.
Will Ferrell is one of the most bankable comedy stars, along with the guy who's hot right now, which is Kevin Hart. So, well, I mean, just a preview to my top five. I got number one easily.
Absolutely.
JTE, when you say that he's the most bankable comedy star, who are you talking about?
Kevin Hart right now, as far as he's like, no. I'm talking Will Ferrell is one of the most bankable comedy stars, but Kevin Hart
Absolutely. Will Ferrell hasn't come out as a leading man in a while.
Correct.
I mean, you're talking about his last movie.
Well, Anchorman 2.
Anchorman
yes.
2 opened to 26.
Yeah.
And that was, what, 2 years ago as of now?
Yeah, about.
2 years
ago? That's true, but I feel like it's like he's kind of got the Adam Sandler vibe, where no matter how long it's been or, you know, how far in between the movies are, he's always going to bring a solid crowd up.
I hope you're not comparing him to Adam Sandler. I feel like Adam Sandler's like, we've lost all hope in him.
He's might as well.
He's retreated to the specialty box office, and he's not even doing well there.
Here's the deal. Will Ferrell was great in like Stranger Than Fiction, and I liked him in that the yard one where he's got kicked out, or I forget what it was called. And I really like him in that stuff. I think he's great. I think he's going to overact in this terribly, and it's going to be a lot of improvisational jokes. I mean, look, he's campaigning hard, and so is Kevin Hart. They're all over the place, and they know the time is right, and they know if they make this movie right, they could probably get a sequel out of the deal. So. Look, you know, I like what Will Ferrell's been doing with the baseball and like all the cancer and stuff like that. I love Will Ferrell. I just don't like this movie.
You haven't seen this movie, so that's hard to say.
I don't like what it's
I
about.
Actually asked Dave Pardew if he was going to see this movie, and he got really confused because apparently his next French film is erotic thriller called Get Hard.
You know what? That sounds about right with him. He's good friends with Robert De Niro.
Well, hopefully people won't get confused. Other movies coming out this weekend. The next biggest wide release besides Get Hard, which has like just over 3,000 theaters, is Home. DreamWorks Animation Feature is getting 3,600 theaters. It is starring the voices of people like Jim Parsons, Steve Martin, Rihanna, J-Lo. Although I feel like animated features don't really typically... I don't think they market their voices as much as they market who makes them.
Yeah.
That being said, there has been a lot of talk about Jim Parsons being in it because his voice is so recognizable right now.
It's ridiculously recognizable, unfortunately.
But we'll see how this does. I mean, Penguins has made them a ton of money. They made, well, actually, it was Madagascar. They made all of those films. Those kept bringing money, even if they weren't that good.
Sure.
We'll see how Home does.
It seems like they're marketing the voices more than they're marketing the movie itself, and I think that's going to be a telltale sign because this movie will barely get into the 20s, I'd say.
It does have a lot of theaters, though, so we'll find out.
I mean, Cinderella's going to pull some of the crowd, but I think because it's animated, you know, it's gonna make its money.
Yeah, it will. This is going to be a very, very interesting top five. I mean, as you know, JT, last week I was 5 for 5 with Chris Osterman, and he's getting...
By 4,000, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Well, I
looked at the numbers this morning, 4,000 difference between number 3 and number 4. I would have been 5 for 5.
Hey,
it's crazy.
Some people call it luck. I call it life.
There you go.
All right. Well, listen, Dave Pardew just wheeled in a TV to Hometown Buffet. He's going to make us watch My Father, the Hero. So
that's
I gotta
movie.
Get going.
Get us top
can I get
five.
My five before I leave?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So number one is going to be Get Hard. The two comedians are going to kill the R-rated comedy. It hasn't been a really good comedy this year, like you said, Sarah. Number two, I am going to go with Home because it's an animated film. Those movies are strong. It's easily going to be at least 20. I think Get Hard is going to be closer to 25-30. Insurgent's going to have a pretty big fall off, but still going to be good enough to be number three.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, I'm sure you guys talk about this, but it's no Hunger Games, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, Cinderella is going to stay strong. I mean, that thing's probably going to have the biggest life of all the movies in top five right now, just mm-hmm. because Cinderella is Disney. And then I'm going to go with number four, Liam Neeson. I'm going to go Run All Night because
at number five,
obviously the gunman ain't pulling anybody in.
At number five, you mean?
Yeah, five.
Okay, gotcha.
There you go.
So,
thank you, JT.
Get Hard, Home, Insurgent, Cinderella, whatnot.
Come back.
Yeah, are you going to be back next week?
I will be back next week, everybody. If I survive, apparently the party's taking us out to some strip clubs afterwards, and who knows if I'll make it back.
Don't drink too much wine. I heard he likes Sue's Rendezvous. It's in the Bronx. It's where Big Pun and Fat Joe used to go. I used to go there, too. It was great.
All right. I'll tell you said hi, Finster.
All right, dude. Let's talk. Let's play some basketball this week. We got to do that thing.
All right, guys.
Okay.
Your cousin's in
Bye,
town,
JT.
Too, right? Tell your cousin I said what's up.
Bye, JT. All right.
Bye, Sarah.
A movie not making JT's list, but we still need to talk about, is Serena.
Yes.
We mentioned Jennifer Lawrence earlier in the episode. She is starring in this movie alongside Bradley Cooper. Two huge actors.
Yeah, but this was shot in, like, early 2012.
Also, what if this movie... Yes, shot a long time ago, right mm-hmm. at the height of you're talking about American Hustle, their whole partnership, Silver Linings Playbook.
Right.
They were a team. They made this movie. And then somehow it's been playing like disappear and reappear. You see advertisements mm-hmm. that come up for it in the summer and then they're taken down. Then it pops up more in the fall with no really inclination of when it's being released. Finally, they're about to release it this weekend. But that is after it's been on Google Play, iTunes, and Amazon for streaming for 3 weeks already.
It's a terrible film. He's like, Bradley Cooper's like a logger, and she's, it's a period piece. They must have signed, I don't know when they signed on to this. It reminds me of something like, you know, like after DiCaprio did like Titanic and a couple other movies, and he shot The Beach. They did The Beach beforehand. Mm-hmm. And they held it back until they were like, oh, he's a big star now. Let's throw out The Beach. And I sort of think this is sort of in the realm of that in a way.
Maybe. I think it was kind of like, where can we release it that they're like, they're already going to be so popular that it can't hurt them? Because like...
Well, he's coming up American Sniper,
exactly.
Which made
$1 million. No one's really going to see this. If they really were in the mood to see it, they saw it online. Mm-hmm. They're not going to have to deal with the... embarrassment of opening this up in a wide release and having it completely flop. Instead, it's just kind of like, eh, they put it out there. Diehard fans can't find it, but you're not creating a movie-going experience out of this movie.
Clearly not. And there's no Jennifer Lawrence in on like Letterman dancing around eating cake talking about it either.
Exactly. All right, so let's get into predictions. We already have JTE's.
Ben Stiller's got some movie coming out, but I don't think it's going to do too well. He's got a wide release with Amanda Seyfried. It's called, like, Welcome Home, Billy Roscoe or something. Something stupid.
Haven't heard of it yet.
Yeah, nobody wants to see it. Don't worry about it.
It has a wide release?
It's a wide release, yeah. But no one wants to see it.
This weekend?
Yeah. Pretty sure.
That's not even, like, listed on the Box Office Mojo. It's coming soon. Thank you, Box Office Mojo.
I'm almost positive. Maybe they can correct me if I'm wrong in the comments. But I
have Welcome to New York.
That's Gerard Depardieu.
Yeah, that's all I got on my list. Sorry. Are you going to put that in your top five? Is that why you're mentioning it?
I was calling him Gerard Depardieu for a while, but then I finally read his memoir, and now he's like fully Gerard Depardieu great. I mean, he's done some amazing things. Anyway, enough about Gerard Depardieu. Him and Sean Penn should do a movie. Anyway, my predictions are going to be, then we'll take a call or two. I think you're going to see something really interesting in the box office this week, which is four movies in the 20s, possibly two in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Get Hard, number one.
Okay.
Probably at like 29 million. Maybe even it might crack 30. Home, 24 maybe.
Okay.
Unfortunately. And this is where it gets a little tricky. Insurgent, I'm going to go with three, probably at like 21. Cinderella at number four
mm-hmm.
at 20. And number five, I'm going to go with Kingsman.
I really need to learn to go first.
So, no, you can be the same as me. And I think Kingsman will stay there. I think it'll be run all night. It'll probably drop 26. It made 4.6 this week. I wouldn't be surprised if it makes four even for a drop of whatever it is, another 20% or something along those lines. So one, Get Hard, two, Home, three, Insurgent, four, Cinderella, five, Kingsman. If you got the same thing, let's just pick what we think Get Hard is going to be.
Something else. I know we have.
No, why? That's what it's going to be. Unless you want to switch up Cinderella and Insurgent, but I don't think back-to-back animation movies or whatever the hell those are, are going to work.
Yeah, I think that Home and Cinderella are pulling from a little bit of the same audience, so that's going to create that gap.
If you want to leave it, let's just pick what Get Hard's going to make and keep it close. And then I'll give you I got a Joyful Noise DVD for somebody whoever wins this week. We're going to take a call in a minute, too. Joyful Noise. Maybe Book of Eli.
All right. I will also keep your same list. Mm-hmm. Where'd you say you're putting Get Hard at?
29.6.
I'm going to give it more. I'm going to give it... Wedding Ringer only had 20.6. Anchorman had 26. Mm-hmm. But Ride Along had 41. Mm. So I'm going to put Get Hard at about 36.
Okay. That's fair enough. Mm-hmm. Well, top five. And JTE had Run It All Night, except for different, right? That was the only difference?
You know what?
Where did JTE have Cinderella? Oh, he had the same
thing
as
us. JTE has Cinderella 4, but he has number 5, Run All Night.
Okay, which is
good. How much do you think Insurgent is making?
21.
21. So that's an over 50% drop.
Oh, yeah. It's toast. It's done.
All right. I don't think it's going to be 50%, but I do think that it will drop, obviously, significantly. Probably more like 35, 40%.
Let's take one call, and then we got to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we have anybody.
Oh, we do. Hello. Welcome to Box Office Breakdown. Do you have a top 5 list for us today?
Hey, who's this?
Yeah.
Who do we got?
It's Haroon.
Oh, what's up, man? How you doing?
I got calling a couple weeks ago.
Oh, cool. How you doing?
Welcome back.
Yeah. Where'd you go last time? You did horrible last time, right?
No, I got like 4 out of 5.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
That's very good.
I went 5 for 5, obviously, this week.
Yeah.
We gotta. If you pick the top 5, we gotta Book of Eli or Joyful Noise Blu-ray.
Okay.
Which one would you like? Book of Eli.
So I'm gonna say at number 1 is gonna be Get Hard, and then number 2. Insurgent, or actually, no, not Insurgent. That's going to drop off. I'm going to say Cinderella at number 2.
Oh, wow.
What else is...
You've got Home coming out, you've got Insurgent, and you've got the 3 bottom movies from this past week, Run All Night, Kingsman, and Gunman.
Yes.
Okay, number 3, I'm going to say Home.
Okay.
Number 4,
Insurgent?
Yeah, Insurgent.
Okay.
Then number 5, I'm going to say...
That's a tough one.
Run All Night.
All right. Okay. So you're most similar to JTE, but you're really pushing up that Cinderella.
Yeah, that's interesting that you think you could beat Home. But hey, you know, maybe it will. Or maybe you just really don't want the Joyful Noise DVD. We don't know yet.
If Kingsman gets kicked out, Cinderella will have the most weekends in the top 5.
That's your prediction?
No, I'm just saying that of every movie, we have Get Hard, which is new. We have Home, which is new. Insurgent's going to be in second week.
Yeah.
Kingsman's the only one who's been up there 6. Cinderella will be going into its 3rd.
Yes, correct. Interesting.
So if Cinderella does get 2 in its 3rd week, that'd be a big deal.
Thanks, dude. Put it back. Get a Twitter or give us on Twitter and give us top 5 so we remember and we see it. Although I think you might be wrong about Home not being 2nd. Should we take one more or get out of here?
I think we got to go. I think we got to go today.
Yeah.
But guys, thank you for calling in. Sorry we didn't take too many calls today. We were running very long. So please, watch Popcorn Talk. Watch us here at Box Office Breakdown. Mm-hmm. Watch the other shows. And comment, subscribe, rate us, Facebook.
Absolutely.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Make some friends.
At Bob Finstock. Let's get to 1,000 likes on our Facebook page. Somebody do that. There's no reason why we shouldn't. Comment on YouTube. Let's get the numbers up and keep them there. And it makes me happier. And it makes us all funnier.
We all want to make Tom happy.
And Sarah can buy new dresses and look as pretty as she always does. And she can go rock climbing and grappling.
So if we make 1,000 likes on Facebook, you're going to buy me a new dress?
I'll buy you whatever you want.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, please get us 1,000 likes on Facebook.
1,000 likes on Facebook, I'll buy Sarah a dress.
You also owe me a shirt.
You guys will like it.
All right. Bye, guys.
See ya.
from producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.